Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 44. Today is Saturday. I can't believe 44. Today is Saturday, November the 19th, 2016. I am your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita. Hi, Lita.
Hi, Stone.
This is how we do it.
I was waiting for the whole, you're doing the intro, like, throw to me going, yeah, you're doing it. And I was like,
no.
I'm good.
Well, if you really want me to, I could, like, do it after we do the intro. Be like, okay, Lita, go.
No, it's all good. I'm doing well. Okay. Sunday morning for me and everything's, going good. Been watching the marching band. I've had some spinach and feta yummy rolls. So I'm like pumped. I'm ready for my day. And so how about you? You're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my fall. I've been hankering for it all day. Like all
you're fa-less.
Yeah, I'm fa-less.
Sorry. Anyway, moving on. So we have our very special guest today, who is the one, the only, the Tim Tam Slammin' Stir.
Thank you. I'm real good. I'm on a sugar buzz because I just had my third Tim Tam.
Oh, oh nice. Boy.
Excellent.
Oh, boy. Actually, you know what? I opened up my package here, my package of Tim Tams. And I didn't even eat one, so maybe I'm going to mute myself.
Well, you guys have you tried that one? So Stone's got the toffee apple one that I sent him earlier.
Well, for people that are watching, they've seen it before.
Yeah, it's the toffee apple one. Yep, and Stir is having the traditional Tim Tam, which is like the second best one ever, because Double Coat is the best, but... yeah, I don't think you guys can get it. How's that one, Stone? You know what I mean?
It's good stuff.
Unmute.
I didn't want to eat and be like, nom, 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 more. Homer.
Exactly. And what did you think of the Tim Tam Slam, Stir?
It was really good. Yes. Good. It's the only way now to have coffee is with a Tim Tam.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming and having a chat with us anyway. We really appreciate it. So it's so good to have you on. And lots has happened since we last had you on. So it's very exciting. So how about you tell us, what have you been doing? What's been going on with you?
Well, first, thanks for having me back. It's always fun to join the party. And since the last time, I've managed to get two rogues to 110.
And in the same week. In the same week. I was like,
in the
what?
Same week.
In the same week. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, so two of them. And that's what I hope we can talk about tonight is how do you level in Legion? I think a number of us, you know, Lysen and Margathon or Marge Hunter, we've all learned some new things and stuff. So we hope to share that.
Excellent. Well, we're always excited because, you know, one day Stone and I will get there. It might be when we're going to like level 300 and, we'll get there one day.
It's going to happen.
It is. That's exactly right. But you guys are such machines and it's such a awesome to get any information that you can give us, which certainly helps. So we appreciate having a chat about that. But first off, what we'll talk about is, and I'm glad that you've put some show notes in. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So I want to know about your rogues. So tell me about hours played, apparently.
Yes. So Iron Stir has been around for quite some time and is also kind of the scout too. So it took 421 hours to get to 110. Wow. I haven't even done the math. That's 421. That's a lot of hours.
17 and a half days.
Yikes. Wow. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So when did you make Iron, like, when was Iron Stir born? What expansion was that? Kata?
Ooh, yeah, it would have to have been Kata, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Catster, who I made as a backup, thinking I'm going to lose Iron Stir anyway, she just kind of followed along but a lot faster. So she made it in 266 hours.
Nice. And yeah. Do you think it's purely because you've been running both Iron Stir and Catster that Catster, you've already got that formulated plan because you've worked it all out with Iron Stir?
Exactly. And yeah. And you knew where to avoid and what regions to stay out of and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. and a lot fewer, oh, crap moments.
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what are you – so now that you've got two 110s in a week – What was days apart? I can't remember. Was it
yeah, they were,
hours
they were,
apart, days apart?
Days. They were days apart. Yeah. And wow. It was kind of nice having both rogues next to each other on the leaderboard. So yeah. So went ahead and dinged her. But I'm now playing a druid, and mm-hmm. she just dinged 84. So she's coming along pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you start the druid? How long has the druid been around?
Oh, the druid started during Legion, so it's pretty new. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. When do you ever sleep?
Yes, and also bio breaks.
Okay. Wow.
And occasionally I take the wife out on a date. She
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She makes me do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
That is the best advice anyone can have. So absolutely. Sure. All righty. So what has your Legion memories been like so far with everything? I mean, what? Legion's only how many? 2 months?
Yes.
Where are we at? I can't even remember. It's not been out long. You've managed to get two max level irons, which is amazing. Plus, obviously, playing your normal tunes, plus playing your druid, plus all these other things. So what's the Legion memories like for you at the moment?
So far, you know, the really cool thing was the timing was perfect. As I was bringing them along, and for many other players too, Brewfest, that holiday came out. And if you remember Brewfest, it was lots of points doing the Brewfest dailies. And then Halloween, Hollow's End came out. Mm-hmm. And just really good timing to help get your tunes leveled. Mm-hmm. But boy, is Legion different, isn't it? You know, the content's really cool, but it's so dangerous too. And one thing, you know, I think all of us have been asking, I know Stone has for some time, and that is, do you need an artifact weapon to get to 110? And clearly, you do not.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Artifact weapon. In fact,
which is great.
Yeah, I mean,
as a rogue, I couldn't get it anyway. That's.
Oh,
it was too rough.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Okay. So that's very interesting. Well, that because everything that I suppose Blizzard has talked about with WoW is, you know, it's the artifact weapon is such a massive focal point for the expansion, mm-hmm. and it's good that we don't need to have that as a focal point to just even get it to have in the bag. So that's really cool that as a rogue, you couldn't get it. So you managed to work around that.
Sure. Sure.
I'm curious. So did you try to do it though?
The artifact weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So I do have a 106 scout.
Yeah.
And I took the scout and started the chain. So you can go down to the council and you can pick which weapon and then you start the chain. And one of the first things that a rogue has to do is go upstairs in the inn and kill this very high level creature, and it's impossible. You know, you're still with level 70 daggers, and you just don't have enough DPS to kill the person upstairs, and so you're stuck. You can't go any further in the chain.
Okay.
And so you were at like 106, and what was the mob level? Because I'm curious if you know how when you go do the intro quest, like are they still at level one? Are they still at level one 100, or do they match your level? Or
oh yeah, they match your level. So every time I would go up a level, I'd go back to see and no go. Okay. Also, you know how there was a new engineering item called a gunpowder charge? I tried one of those. It kind of replaces the rocket.
Oh, okay.
And and that would only take the creature down 1/4 health. And so you still couldn't kill it. It's like, yeah, you could try a shield, you could try the gunpowder charge and level 70 toothpicks for daggers and no go. So I couldn't get the artifact weapon if I wanted to.
Yeah. Okay. That's very interesting. So, well, before we get into about leveling, we'll just keep, I want to know about near death experiences, because we've all had death experiences. We've all had horrible, tragic ways that we have died. We've also had really heart-rending, stopping, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. And then we managed to hang on by the skin of our teeth. So what has been, you know, some of those really moments for you with being in Legion?
So... Yes. So I took the scout one time and I walked around, you know, the very first zone like Azuna, and and nobody told me that there are pockets of 110s. And so, you know, you're just kind of walking around, minding your own business, saying hi to the locals, and boom, dead. So, okay. Mental note, don't do that with the living iron. But my closest, so I was 109, and I am in the zone called Valshera, which is north of Azuna. And that's the druid zone, and it's pretty friendly, actually. It's not, I mean, there's hostels, but not too bad. So I'm just exploring. I'm 109. I'm like, I'm almost there. And Ash, you know, he's got 103 on the honored dead list, and I'm thinking, I don't want to get 109, but I'm walking around the north part of Valshera, and it becomes a demon-ish kind of zone. There's demon dogs and demon creatures and stuff like that. Well, you get an innocent little quest that says, well, hey, there's three buildings, just go explore them. Just go to the three buildings, click on them, and then come back. It's like, oh, I'm a rogue. I can do that. So I go over first building, no problem. Second building, the cellar door on the outside is sparkling, so you know you got to go inside. And there's a demon dog outside waiting for you. So I blind it, and I creep down the stairs. The door shut, and there's two dogs down in the basement. And I aggro both of them. And they come after me, and they're chomping on me, and I see the flashing border health low. I hit vanish, and I back up into the corner, and I've got a dot on me, so I reappear.
Oh, no.
And they're charging. I back up some more. I hit shadow meld, and I've got like 5% health left. And I'm just standing there frozen. And they don't see me. And I must have just stood there for 10 solid minutes waiting for the cooldowns and the health to build back up. And I'm just frozen. The only thing that saved me was another player comes along doing the same quest, kills all the dogs, and I run out and said, screw this. And
I'm out of here.
So that's my... I almost took the title from Ash on the Honored Dead.
Oh my gosh. So Ash is, yeah, I can totally feel that adrenaline, you know, horror and, you know, mixed emotions there. So thank goodness for other players that do come along in the question yes. areas.
Like, like slash hug and then leave. Yes.
Exactly. All right. So what do you think has been the trickiest with the zone so far? Obviously, in Legion, we've got multiple zones that will be the level that you are, which we've not had before. You know, going into any zone now is 110 and all the mobs are 110. Sure. Sometimes I know I feel like I'm going, can you just give me some level 100s? I just want to kill stuff really quick. But we don't have that option. So do you think that has been a major impact with the Legion zones and what other things?
You know, that's a good question. The thinking about that, if you scout or if you've played Legion on your regular, then you kind of get a feel for, you know, which ones like, you know, High Thunder and others that have dangerous spots. But looking back for the whole Iron experience, I think Outlands is probably still the roughest zone. I mean, you can say zones like Duskwood because, you know, you might run into some other players during doing world quests. You might say Red Ridge, but Outlands as a bracket is still the roughest. It's still packed. It's still rough. Lots of patrols. Mm-hmm. That's the roughest place.
Okay. That's interesting. I still got to get over there. Well, actually, no, I think I am there. I haven't played my Hunter. That's right. Stone, you certainly were in Outlands
a couple times
before your tragic demise. And would you agree with Stan that, especially with
the
mobs, the packs?
I can't compare that because I haven't been past it, right? So, you know, I've only been.
But you were in.
I was only in there. I was almost out. Almost out. But no.
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Close.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's the good news: if you can get past Outlands, North End is such a sigh of relief. It's like you go into North End and they give you a toga and a mimosa and they say, hey, come on in. It's just so easy compared to Outlands.
Nice. Okay. All right. Now, with all of your experience, you've been doing challenge tunes for a while. Let's just say that. What's for anyone who's either just started or who is looking at wanting to start a challenge tune, because of course, you know, now's the perfect opportunity to level up another tune. What advice do you give people about, you know, challenge tunes?
Yeah, it's the same advice that some of the other guests have said is, you know, play your favorite kind of tune. You can never go wrong picking a Night Elf because of the Shadow Meld. There's a lot of really good advice in the forums. So, you know, both Lyson and Margathon and others have posted how to, you know, how they approached Legion and things like that. So, those kind of things. And we can talk, you know, in the chat section about some of the Legion specific stuff, but mostly just enjoy the ride. Especially the 1-60 is a lot of fun now. I think Assy can do 1-60 in like, you know, 12 hours now. I mean, he's a machine too, and he gets a lot of practice. Yeah.
Yes. He is a machine. I think there's a lot of you guys that are machines. I'm not just saying guys as in, I mean, there's obviously both genders that play, but everyone that's up there are just machines, and it's amazing what you all do. So we're certainly in awe and appreciate any help. So I think, Stone, we're going to actually talk about Legion now, yeah, as opposed to in the chit chat. So tell us, Stir, tell us about leveling in Legion. What has been your strategy?
Okay. Well, so there's really good news. There are several strategies for leveling in Legion, and you can use a combination of these strategies based on your character. So the rogue could not do combat. It just didn't have no DPS. So, but I could use the stealth and vanish and sneaking around with the rogue that other players can't do. So druid and rogues have a distinct advantage. But then you come along and you see the hunters and the priest and the monks, and they can actually fight stuff. So here's the methods. One, continue to milk the Warlords of Draenor zones until you're 104, 105-ish, because you can play with the garrison, you can rearrange buildings, you can do garrison dailies, you can do garrison quests. So you know, get just as many points out of that as you can. This goes without saying, but milk the holidays as much as you can too. You know, Brewfest and the Christmas holidays are coming up. Yep. And and right now the 12th anniversary of WoW is also paying really good, a bubble a day, just by going to Stormwind. So that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, again, you know, some of the other players like Lyson said, well, you know, if you can do grinding of mobs and, you know, like frogs and owls and eagles and things like that. So if you can, you can do that. Yep. There's surprisingly, even without the artifact weapon, there are lots of non-combat quests available to you. And so, you know, like go explore this area, go do that. The thing with patch 7.1, I think they changed the drop rate of chests that pay experience. Because oh, really? I was averaging one of every three treasure chests were paying experience. So really? It's like, oh, well, as a rogue, I can easily sneak around and sap guards. So I did a lot of exploring in Legion and just going for the chests. And that got me quite a bit of points. And and then lastly, Margathon mentioned, and I saw it too, there are a bunch of world quests going on and also bonus objective quests, and those pay a lot. So if you just hang around where there's lots of people, you tag monsters, occasionally have to shadow meld to get out of the way, there's a lot of points that way too. But the bonus objectives, like bonus objectives, you can go into certain parts of like Valshera, and the bonus objective is 48K, and all you have to do is go around and click totems. It's like, I can click totems. It's like, or, you know, you go rescue some rooted prisoners, and you just click them, and they're free, and you stealth off, and off you go. So bonus objectives pay a lot of points, too.
Okay.
That's it.
Like the treasure chest stuff, it bugs me, because when I'm leveling my main, I made a point of going for every single chest, and I don't actually remember getting any XP. And I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, I got lots of like the little 35 piece and 20 AP. Things, but and which helped, but I don't think I got any. I don't remember getting any XP at all, and it's like, man.
But I think patch 7.1 really changed it, because I think when Lyson took his priest through chess, he even said in one of his posts that the chests hardly pay any points, but they were really paying this time around. Or maybe it's the zone, because Valshera was really very profitable.
Lisanne says zero XP from chess for Lisanne. So, okay. that's interesting. Well, there's lots of really great levels. So with your two, with Ironstar and Catstar, did you do the exact same when you took Catstar through as the second? Or did you change a little so you could explore a bit, like just slightly a bit different with them?
Yeah, good question. I did do a little bit different because once Ironstar dinged, it was like, oh, okay, well, I can, even if I lose Catstar, no big deal because I made it. So I started exploring some of the other regions, like, for example, what's it called? High Mountain.
Yep.
That's that's not a bad spot. There's some good bonus objectives and non-combat quests in that area, plus a lot of chests. I made the mistake of going into Suramar. Wow, that place is dangerous.
Yep.
Everywhere there should be turn. A sign posted at the border that says no irons allowed. Because if you don't have stealth, you're going to quickly run into trouble.
They hit hard. They hit hard for a normal tune. So, yes. All right. Any questions you want to ask, Stone?
Well, I'm just curious about. So, you said you're leveling up a druid now. What have you been up to like this last week or so, or actually last 2 weeks since you got your two Iron Champions? I mean, I know that you're working on a druid. Are you working on anything else?
No, I did. I'm just doing the druid, and it's going by so fast. It's like once you get past Outlands, you just fly. In fact, I think you can almost skip most of Kata, because once you get into the Ice Crown dailies, it's just so much points, and it takes so long to do all of them anyway. That you almost can skip Kata. I'm in that region right now. The good news about the druid is the druid has sneaky stealth too, just like the rogue. So
there's a pattern for sure here.
Steve. Yeah. So going in and looking for a treasure chest will be one option, and then the non-combat quest will be the other.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Lots of excellent information. Very excited, obviously, for
it gives us hope.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I don't know if there's hope. I mean, Stur's done two in a week. Like, that's just absolutely amazing. So whoo, go you. That's fantastic. All right. Well, Stone, will we go on to what you've been up to?
Sure.
You don't. Sure. Okay.
This is why we have two hosts. Yep.
Yep. So, last week you guys were on my case to, I got to get going, right? So, I decided, exactly. Okay, yeah. There was, I don't know exactly when it was, but there was one day I'm like, yeah, okay, I feel like playing, right? I feel like trying it again, right? So, I'm going to do, I figured I was going to do things a little bit differently again, go back kind of to the old way that I did things where I'm going to go through all of the classes, and get them all up to a certain point and then go on to wards of the next one. And I believe that Madness of Mind is doing something similar. This is something I did before where I try to get all of my classes and then level them up. And then I kind of got sick of that. And then I started focusing on one tune, and then the paladin just killed me. So we're going to go back to this way again, where I kind of think, if I'm going to take a little bit of a slower approach where, get up to certain points, like finish off a, zone for each tune, and then move on towards the next one. So far, I've got my priest, shaman, druid, mage, warrior, death knight, and monk are done up to just 10. But the monk, I almost died. The monk, I almost died at level 6, something like that. And I'm like, I was running around Tearsfall Glades, and I don't know what the deal was. I think I was just trying to remember. I think I was trying to kill some of the gnolls, some of the grave robber gnolls, and I got too. I guess I got too far in or something like that. And really, I'm only level 6, and they're like level 7 or something like that. It was like, wow. So I survived. I was trying to kill the head gnoll guy that's in a house, and 3 or 4 others actually came by, and the head gnoll dude, I think his name is Manglepaw or something, I don't remember, but he's kind of in a house just off to the side.
Above and, the Malox?
Yeah, and you get sent there by the gnome and the undead dude, and that's after killing all of the grave robbers. So you kind of go along the path up, and there's a little house there, and he's inside there. So I'm like, I can kill him. So I got into a problem with him, and 2 other gnolls had come by, and then there was another pat that had come through. So I had 5 of them, and I'm trying to heal myself on my monk, and eventually got to a point where I was like 25% health, and I'm spamming my heal, but because I'm spamming my heal, I can't build up any chi to go and actually hit them hard. So I had to roll away a little bit and focus on some of the smaller mobs. And then once I got the smaller mobs down, then I could kill the one. But it was like level 5. Level 6. I swear, and my lowest ever death was like level 8. I had a human pally killing the murlocs in Elwyn Forest off to the way off to the east side of it, and I died there. But this one, if I had died, I don't know what I would have done. So I'm still working on. I still have to get a warlock hunter, pally, and rogue. I was gonna play around with the demon hunter, but not really. But I can't even create one unless I have a level 70 character on that server. So
yeah.
I was like, eh, oh well. Then I guess I won't do it. It's no make sweat off my back. I got my Death Knight out of the Death Knight zone, which I'm very happy with. Okay. And it went pretty quickly too. I got some good drops and got some good kills. Everything went really smooth. So I'm sure I've just jinxed it. So I'll be back here next week saying that he died, or she died. I think it's a dwarf lady. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
So that's it for me this week. I mean, other stuff happened, but it's not Iron Man related, so I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So well, Lita, still,
I mean, yeah. it's good to see that you've getting back into the swing of things. I'm surprised that you're going back to doing the multiple.
Yeah.
But cool, excellent. Yeah.
I think it's a mistake, actually, to be honest, because what's going to happen is that I'm going to jump from my priest to my mage, and then for about 10-20 minutes, I'm going to have to refresh myself on how that class kind of works a little bit, and in that time, that's danger, right?
So, right. It's not easy because, you know, you're so used to your action bar hit, heal, kick, or, you know, those kind of combinations interrupt, and you switch to a different class and it's like, I'm hitting F2 on my keyboard thinking that's a kick when I'm playing a monk or a druid.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing. It's like, oh no, run.
Yeah. See, I mean, I try to put my kicks in that one spot and just across all classes, but it's just getting into that mindset, right? Of okay, well now I just can't go up and kill people. I'm now a mage. I've gotta hang back and blast them, right?
Yeah.
In that brief period of time, you're going to be in trouble. You could be in trouble and you could die. And that's why I'm going to get them all to 10 and list them, and then I might pick one and go. So I might get back on the priest or maybe the pally. I'm not sure. Maybe the death knight.
You did like the pally, though.
I did like the pally. Like... Oh my god, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. I love pally. It's it's great for this. Yeah. So.
Well, if you're comfortable with it, go with it. I mean, like Stir and others have said, find the point of what you're happy with and go with that. I mean, hence why I've got 50 million warlocks. Yeah, just a few. Just a couple. But that's good. I'm excited to see what you'll do this week. That's awesome. I'm glad that you're getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah. And I'm going to stream more of it, too. This week was kind of wasn't going to happen, just computer problems and all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But next week I'll be streaming more. The kid, next week is, like, completely free and clear unless the school calls me, which now they will. So, because that's how my life works. That's how my life works, right? So,
yeah. Oh, nice.
So, how about you tell us? I see you've been doing Blood Lena.
I did a little bit. I had a really bad day yesterday. I woke up at a ridiculous time in the morning and couldn't get back to sleep. So, decided I'd cook, which, you know, cooking's always good at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I made yummy spinach and feta rolls, which was good, and some fresh bread and all that kind of stuff. But then I went to play, and I thought, I'll sit down and play, and I'll play my Bloodthirsty. Probably because Niecy's like got her tunes everywhere. I'm like, right, I'm gonna hop on my Bloodthirsty. That's it. Niecy's off running all hers, so I'm gonna run mine. And I got on there, and I'm over in Desolus. Is it Nigel's Point? Is that the Alliance one up the top? Anyway, I had her there. And I thought, well, I'll just go down and kill some of the mobs outside of Nigel's Point. Which is, you know, there's some scorpeds. I think there's some hyena thingies. There's some of the demony satyr guys. So I ran around there. I got a few bars on, but the body decided that it got very tired very quickly. So I was like, I'm tired. I gotta log off. That's it. So I probably put maybe about 5 bars on her.
That's okay.
So slow and steady. Yeah. So it was good. I got through a few things and I was happy with that. And so I didn't kill her. So that was even better. But yeah, so she's 32 and she's probably about, I don't know, maybe about 3/5 or 4/5 through 32. So 80%. we'll see where that goes. I still find the druid to be squishy. Oh, and the other thing is I log in and I'm looking at my bars just going, they're doing something to my bars. What's going on? Because when I was in Night Elf form, I'm like, there's nothing there on my bars that I normally have, you know, whether it's whatever it is, you know, stab, the attack and everything. I'm like going, the whole bar is gone. I've got obviously my heels up there. Oh, and then my heel was like not... Normally I have it to hit my mouse, one of my mouse ones, so I can, you know, quickly go into a heal. And I'm like, why is everything not doing what it should be? Because for some reason, my mouse decided, no, it was not going to have that one as being the heal. It was going to have something else, which I think was like...
Taunt.
Claw or something. Something. And I was like, no, I don't want to claw this. I want to heal myself. So, yeah, I had to And then I didn't have Shadow Meld, wasn't even on my bar. I'm like, where is Shadow Meld gone? So, yeah, so that was, it was a little, I was like, what, how was my bars? Because everything was there. I'd set everything up and now it had like hiccuped somehow. So yeah, so by the time I sort of did a few killings and I still felt like she's still squishy. I mean, I've got her in feral and I've got her in cat, but I can't, like if I take on two mobs, I get really, you know, I definitely have to heal one mob and I can heal and go into another mob. But if there's two or more, run away. I feel like it's really, she's still quite squishy. So I don't know. I didn't try her in bear or anything else just to see if the stance itself might have helped. But I might have to look at the configurations of my bars on her just to see. And there was something else that I was missing. I was like, where's this? And it had the icon on my bar. And I'm like hitting the bar going, why isn't this working? Why isn't this, damn it, come on spell, go. And that's because it's no longer in that spec. It's now in like heal spec or something. Nice. I was like, oh, damn it. Why is that still on my bar? So, yeah. So it was a bit of a learning curve to jump on there. But anyway, I didn't kill her. So that was good. And I will see how it goes this week. I want to sit down and play her a bit more, but yeah, when the body's tired and the body just like fails within like 10 seconds. So I just go, okay, Hearth back, log off, go. So yeah, so that's been my week in challenges. I wanted to do more, but again, you know, real life and stuff just didn't get around to it. So this coming week, yay, we will see how we go. All right.
Thoughts.
What? Say it now.
No.
Say it now.
No, I had thoughts and then I'm like, no, because it's, see, no. So.
Squirrel.
Yep.
Okay.
Next.
Next.
Bumper?
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I'll play the bumper. There we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
And it actually played. And this is the original clip that for some reason didn't want to work before. It cut off. And now it doesn't.
Yeah. Yay, but at least it's back. Yes. So, and we have a backup for Rogue Slayer's live intro. So, which is cool. Alrighty. This week. Yay. 12 years. Yeah. Wow. Anniversary. I've been playing this game 12 years. Yep. Oh my gosh.
12 crazy. Years.
I know, right? It's crazy. So what do we need to be aware of?
So there's two things. Is the celebration package comes with this little cool little thing that gives you a buff to your XP, plus 12% to your XP and rep. For challenges, that would not be allowed. We've never allowed XP buffs, and not starting now. So any XP buff is a no-no. So if you click it, it's okay. Like you can right-click it off, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. The other thing, though, is that there's a quest that happens every day that it's in Dormwind in the library, in the Royal Library, and in Orgrimmar, it's in the Goblin Zone, but there's a troll guy kind of sitting right in front of the front entrance of it, or sitting just inside of it. And you basically do a lore quest to see how much you know. And if you get it right, then congratulations, you got XP. So
I've determined that I'm a lore moron because I'll sit there for 10 minutes guessing and not getting them. And it just takes forever to finally get it right. So
there were a few I got wrong. Yeah, there was one. I can't remember which one I got wrong, but I'm like, what? No, I got that one right. And like, no, apparently not. So then I just start to randomly pick.
Yeah. To see what they give you.
Yeah.
But it's good because, I mean, as a collector, well, regardless of whether I'm on a challenge tune or not, I got my Corgi Pup. So that was nice because they're not just handing it out. So if you're into collecting and you can't cage them and sell them.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, no, they're just, you're allowed to have three and you can't, there is no caging. So I was like, ah, okay, well. So I just went and did the question to get the XP on my, where was I? I think it was just on my, one of my, warlock iron. So just to get the XP. So that was cool. So now she's got some time walking badges that are going to be good for nothing.
Yeah. Like, oh, so I got 25 badges. Yay.
Yeah.
Now what do you
be doing? Like, can we make them bind on account, please? Because I want my warlock to have them. My big warlock. So anyway. Yeah. So it's a good time. So congratulations. Cool. Wow. Yay. Yep. Happy 12 years. How long have you been playing?
Oh, I would say 6 years, 7 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Yeah.
Very. Yeah.
So, Raph?
So what? Between us, Raph? We've got 30 years.
Don't say that. You make me feel so old.
Okay, next.
Let's move on.
All right. Let's not do maths later. Let's not do that. Okay. Let's go on to site news. Yay. What site news have we got?
Okay. So I got the mobile menus to finally work. So I had something up there and it didn't work. And then this is what happens is that if you plug away at something and you kind of hit this wall, when you try and code, usually the best thing to do is to kind of walk away and go do something else. And eventually when you come back to it, something might pop out at you and be like, oh, it's because I didn't do this or that, right? And the problem with the mobile menus was that, you know, the walking away from it lasted for about a month or so, maybe more, 2-3 months. And I found a package that just grabs everything and throws it up into this little thing you can tap on. So that should work. And this is just a holdover until whenever the new site comes around, which we're thinking December, January-ish. Somewhere around in there. He has a real job.
TM.
So,
soon.
Yeah.
TM.
So he's got a real job. Not just doing this.
Yes.
So, not, I mean, for us, right? So the other thing was that I was going to purge old/deleted characters. So, you know, the characters that folks have tried the challenge and then they died and they decided, oh, I'm going to delete my tune. So usually I keep them. I'm going to actually delete only the characters that are like level 30 or under. I was going to do it the other night. But Overwatch happened, so yeah, that didn't really happen. And then I was too tired to actually do it because I need to make sure that everything's good before I start to delete things. And this is only, and basically, it's only going to be purging deleted characters. So if your character's alive still and like level 10, and it died, well, I'm not going to delete it. So right now our count is like 20,000 and something, so that's going to go down. I don't know by how much, I didn't really look, but just in case you noticed, hey, my character's not there anymore. Well, because you deleted it. So that's it.
Mm.
You know.
Okay.
And and like I wanted to keep the higher ones, so so I'm not sure what level, but I think 30 is a pretty good level to start to prune. So that's the correct phrase for it, is pruning. So
excellent. All right, well, have fun with that. So you running it tonight or?
Probably not tonight. I would think tomorrow or Monday. Maybe, probably more Monday when I'm not streaming and when the kids are not around so I can focus on it.
Yeah. All right. So within the next week anyway. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. All righty. Well, how about we look at the state of the challenges for this week? So it looks like, I'm up first. Yay. Okay. Thanks, Stone. Anyway, Irons. Wow. Yes. So Never Died S hit level 80. Geekster. That sounds familiar. Hit level 84. Yay.
Woot.
Iron Azzy died at 90. Azzy.
Yeah. Have you heard the story?
No.
He was over in Mist of Pandera, you know, doing the roll daily. He had just dinged 90 and was just standing there and walked right off the ledge of the building and fell to his death. It's like, what about the glider? What about? And his pet stayed up above and said, I'm not going.
Oh, my goodness. Ouch. That's.
So many things. Yeah. To say.
Ouch. All righty. So well, that is not a good death. No death is good, but that. No. Ouch. Alrighty.
But he's already re-rolled. He's already at 41.
Of course he has.
Yeah, 41. Jeez.
41.
Yeah.
Azzy is seriously a machine. Awesome. Okay. So we've got Peaches hit 94. Lances hit 100. So that's Lysanne's Pally?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Yes. Baroness hit 102. Feriona hit 106.
Yep.
Congratulations. That's awesome. All right. Okay, we have got, this again. Week. All right. Yeah. I'll start with the first one. So Margie Munt hit 110. Second for this character, seventh overall. Then, congrats,
Mark. I've given them claps. That's awesome. Each person.
That's exactly right. And then we had Jernman hit 110. So second for this character and eighth. Overall, woo, German! Congratulations, very well done. But wait, there's more. Never Died M, woo, hit 110. So third for this character, and sixth overall. So Never Died hit sixth, then Margie hit seventh, and German hit eighth.
Yeah,
310s this week. Yeah. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Crazy.
Awesome work, guys. That is so fantastic. Wow. So what are Margie's the monk, German's the hunter?
German is the hunter that he was the first one to go from one to max back in Warlords.
Okay.
But he was I think he was 7th or 8th to hit max overall. But this is the second time for his tune to hit max, and Never Died is he did it at 90 and 100 and 110. This is his second character because he was second, right? Right.
Yeah.
He was second. He was second with his hunter.
That is fantastic. So Never Died Monk. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've now, okay. Yeah. So we've still got one. So as max level tunes, we've got one priest.
Yep.
Three hunters, two rogues. That's stir. Two monks.
And that's it. And we have a druid coming up. We have
druids coming
three
up.
Three druids so we've got are coming
a druid
up.
Priest and yeah, a few druids coming up. Yep. Excellent. Good job, everyone. That is fantastic. Alrighty, Stir, can you take the Bloodthirsties for me, please?
Sure. We've got Faneer at 18 and Conjured Soul at 20. Inurg, I'm sorry, rest in peace, died at 26. Iron Madame is at 29. Acronis, rip, sorry, died at 35. But Acronis, I just saw logged in, is already re-rolled and I think was at level 10 just a few minutes ago.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Bloody Den, 43. Cruel Madness at 46. Blood Moon, 52. Soulbound at 70. And who is this never died dude is at 91.
Yeah.
Seriously, he is a machine.
Yeah. He is. And we were chatting in the guild chat and said, you need to come on the show. And he goes, yeah, one of these days I'll get on the show. Yeah.
He's got stuff happening. He's That's usually right. not around. And I've asked him, two times, twice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely want him on. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Just another machine. So many. That's just fantastic. And Nisi, grats! Level 70 your blood. That's so good. Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, very good.
All right. Okay. Pacifist. So we have got Iron Petal hit level 33. Joyful Vegan hit 37. And Compassiona hit level 38. That's both rogue slayers tuned. So congratulations. Flower Child hit 42. Dove hit 44. Peace Moon, died at 46. No. The Ugly Truth hit 49. Fairyline hit 52. Huey Hamster, 52. And Latifolia hit 66.
Very nice.
Whoa. Good job, Pacifist.
Yeah.
Very nice. We've had quite a few deaths this week, but I tell you what, those 310s.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic work.
It kept me busy. I think one of them. No, I'm getting them confused. Am I? I am getting them confused. Never mind. I was getting
as
them confused.
Say, as he says that he got over 110 levels, does that count?
Oh, cool. Yeah, man.
Yeah. If only. I think Azzy would be like at over probably 10,000.
Over 9,000.
Over 9,000, exactly.
He might have 110 tunes. That's
yes. Good job, everyone. That is fantastic. All right, let's go on to Chit Chat. So this is where you can send us questions about the challenges, share your tips, your tricks, warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kind of things. Share with us any good things that have happened and bad things that have happened, because it helps us all, which is really great. So we have got, I'm assuming, was this through Facebook?
Twitter.
Twitter. Okay. Yeah. Novalix sent us a tweet, sent Stone a tweet. All right. Says, hey, I was looking at the challenges and had some brackets, and some had brackets next to the level. What does that mean? Thank you. All right. Stone.
Hi.
Hi.
So for folks that might not know, it's the level that character reached pre-Legion patch, before specs, because it was such a huge change. I thought it would be cool too to see, well, how far did you get this way, and then we know that the rest is our new way, right? So that's all that it means. And if you don't have any quote or any bracket beside your level, it means that you've gone up strictly through Legion, or your character has not moved since Warlords. So for the last 2.5 months, you haven't played it, and that's just the character level that it's been back in the day. So it only does the change, right? So it really only matters for the higher ones, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah. No worries. Thank you for that.
So we got a message from Ruben on Facebook. He's Stone, or whoever answers messages.
Mostly Stone. Anya Stone, you're a champion. Thank you.
Have you eaten... If I was to start...
Yes, I have. Thank you. Yes, I have.
An Iron Man and pacifist run for the same character, would I just register for both, or is there a separate list for that? And I said, well, you would register for both, because I don't have a fourth list to be Iron Man and pacifist. I mean, you can combine the two. I mean, they're pretty much... I mean, I don't see the point in doing both, because the other two are just variations of the main one, but there's nothing to prevent you from doing it, and if you want to, go for it. So, yeah, just register for both, and you'll be good.
So that'll be interesting to see how they go, because...
Well, I've seen people
no killing.
Do it. Yep.
And I mean, Iron Man without killing.
Well, see, the thing here is that the difference between the pacifist and Iron Man is that pacifists can use professions. So you need to be able to do the pacifist without doing professions. Good luck. There are people that are trying. Like Thule. He's, mm-hmm. He's doing it without props. So you can, it's just, you're going to make it extra hard for yourself. So.
But luck. Doable. It's an interesting challenge for sure. Yep. Zort said that he tried a pacifist, drove me nuts in 2-3 levels.
Yep.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, it's amazing. Everyone that's doing the pacifist, it just, take my hat off to you, because I can't even fathom it. I haven't even tried one. Honestly, it does my head in just thinking that I can't kill anything. Cause I'd be like, oh, there's something kill. Oh, okay. I'm out.
Can't touch it. Can't touch this.
You can't touch this. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So good luck, Ruben. Let us know how you go. Alrighty. Star, can you do the next one for me, please?
Sure. So we have Sarah Ray. She's asking via Facebook. She's level 31 and she's been lumbering along and equipped a green cloak, and she's headed on for some time. And of course, the site red flagged her, and she wants to know if she can get it lifted. My guess would be no, but Stone, if you'd like the final say on that.
No, that's exactly what I said to her. You know, I mean, I did explain to her, that no, and but don't feel like you're the only one. It's happened to me. It's happened to many people. I've equipped blue items on my death night, that was going so well.
Just think it's a learning experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you are only level 31.
So, okay. Strip them down, delete them, go again.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I don't know about you guys, but how many times have you over the years just made a stupid mistake? Seriously, you would have to say that people do them all the time. It's just one of those things does happen,
Easy. It's like potions. You'll have one in your bag. You're trying to sell it to the vendor. Man. The vendor moves away. You end up drinking it rather than selling it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, really? Just like that, you're dead. And so you learn. The learning lesson is, I don't loot potions anymore. So I just leave them behind.
That's right, which is, that's your coping mechanism to get you through not having to have that happen to you again. And, I mean, there are different things, I suppose, when you do put clothes on your toon. I like to make sure that when I go to a vendor, I've got enough, you know, gold. Well, I won't even say gold, but sometimes enough silver that I can buy each of the pieces. And when I put clothes on now, I do the same thing. I make sure I'm not, you know, got clicked on the vendor, buy what I need to buy, and then very slowly make sure, you know, I'm mousing over to put them on. And then once I've put the new clothes on, then go back to the vendor and vendor the old ones, because I'm learnt through others' misfortunes, Stone, just to be very careful in making sure that, you know, who I'm talking to and not doing anything silly. The other thing is I get rid of my greens. Like I've got a bank tune. I'll just send, you know, just mail them, get rid of them, get them out of my bag. Or if I need to vendor them, like just quick vendor, you can do that. Otherwise I get rid of them and sell them on my bank tune to make some extra money for that realm. So, which is always just a bonus, not for my tune, unless I sell them on her. So,
sure.
But yeah. Sure.
And Madness mentions in the chat that, hey, convert it to a scout. And that's a really good piece of advice is, okay, it happens, but now you've got a scout. So.
I never take that advice, and I don't know why, and I should. I look at the character and I'm just like, delete.
Yeah, I must admit.
But I should. I mean, I should keep it.
You should. Because you can't go into an unknown area like Legion without a scout, because you'll die. And that's so many hours down the tube.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, no, definitely good point. Thank you, guys. Awesome. All right. Okay, anything else that we need to discuss? I'm checking the...
There's
chat
lots
room.
Of chat. There's lots of stuff in the chat room. It's like...
Yeah. Nisi says she keeps her greens at the bottom of my bag and my vendor trash at the top so I know what's where. Well, that's a good idea. Whatever makes it easier for you to keep an eye on stuff. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
Who's blowing through Bloodthirsty too?
Who's blowing
Nisi said, yeah, he's blowing through Bloodthirsty too. I'm assuming she's talking about Lysanne? Maybe? I'm just, you know, because there's a lot of chatter in the chat room, which is good. We're all trying to talk about this and that, right? And trying to pick things out makes it harder because there's so much.
Might be Never Died, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, Never Died.
Might be talking about Never Died. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Thank you, Nisi. Never Died. Yeah, because again, Never Died's done.
Yeah.
Wow, amazingly. Mm-hmm. You guys, you're so machines. It's awesome. Feel all pumped up. I need to go play my challenge tune. Woo! Get to level. I don't know what I'm at. I should go play my big challenge tune. That's what I should do. I should just suck it up and go play my hunter. She's level 60.
Wow, 60. That's great.
I'm not flying. I'm not flying anywhere. I'm just going to go and quest.
Well, that means you've got a lot of rested XP.
Yep.
I know. Yes, that's true. But I could go and do the trivia one and get some XP on that. So, okay, that's my plan. I will play some of her today. If you see me crying on Twitter, then you know why. But it's not going to happen. I'm going to try.
Because you're going to fly really high. Really, really high.
No, I'm not flying around getting XP. Nah, stuff that. I've learned from that. I'll just go quest and see where that goes.
Well, you've got two other dailies at your disposal. Winter Spring Cub and also the... The plants versus zombies.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Listen to them.
I'll see. Thanks, Stra. I forgot about them. I hate that one.
Which one do you hate?
Plants versus zombies. It drove me nuts.
I think I've only done it once. because yeah. I never really got.
Thanks, chat room. Point. Don't fly low, Lita. Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm not flying anywhere. It's okay. I'm going to be very careful. All right. Anyway, thank you. Stone!
Are we doing the... that's the wrap-up
signal?
Okay. Yeah,
that's
it. That's in movie talk, right? And show business talk is...
Showbiz, yeah.
Okay. But you don't have a cam on. I was just going to say, you don't have a cam on.
Yeah. Well, I could be holding up a finger. You just don't know which one
it is. I know which one it is, and I know you are. I can see it. I can visually see you.
Oh,
right up there.
I'm kidding.
No.
Anyway, Stu, is there anything that you want to mention before we close out the show?
Nope. See you online.
Hang on. All right.
What? What's right? going on? I guess so. Okay, so our next show, I think she's, I don't know, something's happened to her. So our next show is Saturday, November the 26th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, and which is Sunday, November 27th, 10 a.m. Queensland Time, which apparently is 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Saving, whichever one it is, for the rest of Australian Eastern provinces or states? What do you guys have?
States.
States? Okay.
States.
All right. Well, we have provinces because, you know, we're just... I have no idea.
Weird.
Next week, we will have a Margathon will be on next week. He's been on once before, and we just, you know, announced that he got his second Legion Iron Champion. And he'll be talking mm-hmm. with us about that.
Excellent.
So, hey. Stir, thank you again for coming on. I was like, I wanted to have you on before, but it's just how it worked out. It's like, oh, man, because, you know, you just got your two tunes in the same week. I'm like, I blew my mind because I was not at home. And I was like, well, I've got to type it up. But I went to go type it up and the page died on my phone, and I asked Lita to type it up, and she's like, well, you can go type it up in Google Docs. And I'm like, no. So I'll wait till I get home and I'll do it then. Fine.
No worries.
But I'm glad that you could come on.
Hey, yeah, it just took throwing Lita under the bus. 421 hours.
421 hours.
So I can wait, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's true. There you go. But you've done awesome. So thank you again for just coming and having a chat and giving us a lot of really fantastic information that spurs us on to level, which is really, really good. So Stone and I are going to, you know, get back into it and maybe kind of. So thank you for all the information, because it really is very, very helpful. So if you want to tell everyone where they can find you or where they can get in contact with you, please.
Sure. And I'll try to type up those different methods for Legion and put it in the forum so it'll persist for a long time.
Cool.
I can be reached at geekroguester@gmail.com and Twitter at geekroguester as well. And of course, just log in to Worm Rest Accord and WoW Iron Man Guild, and you'll find the gang there.
Nice. Cool. That's exactly right. And there are a great bunch of people over there too. That's another thing. I need to go play my tune over there.
I can't, you know, the ping for me when it's at rest, like when it's good, I don't know why, but it's like 100 plus, like it's 150 or 175.
Really?
And I can feel the delay, and it's only 0.2 seconds, right? But well, it's 0.2 plus 0.2 back, right? So it's like 0.4. So yeah, but it was good being over there when I was over there.
Yeah. Well, that's just really, what a bummer. That must be really hard for you. Do you want me to tell you about my ping on playing on a US server? back in my day.
Back in my day, you went to school in the snow.
I walked from level 1 to level 40. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I did, but yeah, that's that ping, seriously, that doesn't bother me. I've spent 12 years playing on pretty much the US servers, so
I can't do that.
Suck it up and just come over and
I'm used to my ping being 21.
I know, Ozzy currently is 182. Exactly.
That's good for him.
That's, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, around about that, maybe.
I'm used to playing with a very low ping, where when I push a button, it happens.
Well, then you need to play more. So you tell him he needs to come over and play more over there.
I'm not kidding.
You do.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Must You're on all the time. Yeah.
I know. He is, isn't he? Slacker. Mm. Anyway, Tim Tam Slam Time, boys. You really should do that as we close out the show. Alrighty. So, where people can find us, you can find the website, which is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, we do love to get your emails. So, email the show, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Facebook, we have a Facebook page, which is just look up Wow Challenges. And we have a YouTube channel where you can see Stone. Give me that face. Right there. That's the one. All right, which is Wow Challenges 1, number 1 on YouTube, okay? Don't forget, you can come catch us live every week on Twitch TV, which is Wow Challenges. Your turn.
You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges. I have created a personal account that if you want to look for me, you can. It's doing non-Iron Man-y stuff, just trying to segregate the stuff so it's not all coming through one channel. And you can... I'll leave that as a... as like a little thing for you guys to go find me. I don't know. Anyways, it's and I also do a podcast once a week with a lovely person who always makes fun of me and gives me the gears called Adventures in Azeroth and stuff. So, yeah. Lita, where can we find you?
And stuff. All right. So you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. And yes, I do a show with Stone during the week, which is great fun.
With me.
When I get the time right.
Right.
Because time's changed. Yeah. Time zones are hard, people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also do Behind the Avatar and Geektopia podcast, so yeah, just a couple keeps me busy. Anyway, thank you to Markonen for our intro. We do love it. And if you want to find more of Markonen, check him out on Twitter, which is at Markonen Wow.
And you know, I just completely spaced because you changed it up from last week. So
I did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Like to keep you on your toes.
Thanks. So, yeah, just a quick thank you to everybody that supports us through Patreon. Appreciate your help. All the stuff goes to paying for the server. That's all. Any help is greatly appreciated, but not necessary. So just saying thank you for everybody that does. I ran out of shirts. I don't have any more shirts left, so I updated the Patreon site. There's no more shirts left.
Great shopping, Storm.
Yeah, I have no money, so. There's actually something I was looking at. So, that t-shirt, Torn Think Tank uses that now, but I don't know what the deal is if you have to buy a bunch or, you know, so. I might look at that.
Check it out.
It's like T-shirt Shop or T-shirt Mobile or something like that. Anyway, so that's it for this episode, and we'll be back next week, and I'll see you maybe streaming and around and on the Twitters, because I'm usually on Twitter. Or Facebook and all that stuff. Stir, thanks again. Thank you.
Thanks,
again.
Stir.
Thank you. And, it was a lot of fun.
Lita, don't
Excellent.
Die.
Bye, Storm.
See y'all later. Cheers.
See ya. Thanks, chat room. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.